As time went on and I was dealing with the grief over my daughter, I started to think, you know, I've been here before, not quite the same way, but I've experienced grief. When I made a terrible mistake in a sporting event in high school, it's haunted me for years. I still think about it. When a girlfriend broke up with me and in college, I wasn't prepared that it never happened. And I was in grief. I know it was grief as I look back on it. I was fired once, which I felt for the wrong reason. And I grieved over that. Was I at fault? Should I have done something different? Was I angry? It was grief. And then, of course, the tsunami of grief when I lost my daughter. As I look back, I say, you know, I experienced grief in many ways. Are they all related? Or was the loss of my daughter in a completely different category and shouldn't be assumed to be part of the same thing?
I think all grief is related. However, I will say there's nothing like losing through death another human being that you love and that you care for. And then when it's your child, we've talked about some of these things before, it's even more devastating. But all grief is related because every time there is a loss in a person's life, it's followed by a period of bereavement in which the person grieves. A few weeks ago, I had a high school girl trying to make the varsity volleyball team. She didn't make it. She thought she should have made it. And so she went through acute grief. The greater the expectation, the greater the disappointment. She was so disappointed. So grief is universal. And there are many ways in which we have significant losses and we end up grieving them.
When you see people before you that you counsel that are just in a terrible state of mind over a loss, is it fair to say to them, look, you've dealt with grief before in your life. You do have the ability to deal with this, not overcome it, but get through it. Does that help to tell people that they may not give themselves enough credit that they do have experience in dealing with grief and they can summon that to help them now?
Yes. The easy answer is, once again, yes. Usually in the first session, I will ask an individual or a family, what are the other losses that you have dealt with in your life? And even the losses that aren't related to death or divorce, just some of the things you've had to work through. And you're right, some of the skills that you use for different types of losses you will use when the great tsunami comes of losing somebody that you really love. Let me give you some examples.
Yes, I think we should go over all those examples that you have. Let's do it in the next segment.